So here we are in the middle of Lent, a sacred time. And hopefully we are using this time well, cultivating and fertilizing our ground so that it may bear fruit. Lent is all about our conversion. Our conversion to what? Well, of course, obviously, our conversion to God. And that is essentially what repentance means, turning to God and away from sin and false gods. So if we really believe in God, if we really believe in God and we're not play-acting, then Lent is a very serious time for us because our eternal salvation depends on it. As Jesus just said in the gospel, unless you repent, you will perish. And Jesus makes this conversion a commandment. In fact, he says it is the most important commandment when he quotes scripture saying, "Listen, Israel, the Lord your God is the one only Lord. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And so hopefully we are using this time of Lent to grow in loving God with all of our heart and mind by spending more time alone with God in prayer so that we can know him and thus love him. And by fasting, that is eliminating those things in our lives with which we have an unhealthy or unbalanced relationship that keeps us from giving all of our heart and mind to the love of God. But conversion also involves loving God with all of our strength. And biblically speaking, strength means not muscle, but all that we have. It means our material wealth, the things we possess. That is what strength means in the Bible. Now, you will recall that 2 weeks ago on the first Sunday of Lent, I mentioned Martin Luther and how Martin Luther said there are three conversions that are necessary for those who will follow Christ: the conversion of the heart, the conversion of the mind, and the conversion of the purse. And the conversion of the purse has to do with loving God with all of our strength. That's what the conversion of the purse is about. Now, if we all the things that we have come from God. They all come from God's grace. Everything that we have is from God's gratuitous provision for us. And we show our gratitude to God for these things that he has given us. We acknowledge that God is the one only Lord by returning to God the first fruits of what he has already given us. Because it all belongs to God anyway. And if we don't return to God the first fruits of what he's already given us, we rob God. As God himself says through the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8, that if we do not return to God the first fruits of what he's already given us, we rob him. Now, you will recall that 2 weeks ago on the first Sunday of Lent, we heard in the book of Deuteronomy how the people of God were to show their gratitude to God for all that he had done for them by bringing the first fruits of what he gave them and putting them in a basket and giving them to the priest who would lay them at the altar of God. Sound familiar? We do that every week, don't we? And so that's how the people were to show their gratitude to God. And this sacrifice points to the biblical norm of tithing. To tithe is to give the first tenth of what God has already given us, that is, back to God, that is, our first fruits. Not one-tenth of what we have left over after we have used our money for what we want, but the first tenth of our income. That's the biblical norm of tithing. You know, God is God, on whose holy ground we stand. And so we better not offend God by giving him just the leftovers. And so tithing is how we move to conversion of loving God with all of our strength. And tithing is a sacrifice. Sacrifice literally means making something holy. And so when we see our tithe as a sacrifice, we are making holy all of our efforts and earnings over the past month by bringing them to the altar of God. Remember, that's what the people did in the book of Deuteronomy. They brought the first tenth of their produce, of their first fruits, and they gave them back to God and laid them at the altar of God. Now, 2 weeks ago, we noted how in Scripture we find out that our material wealth, our possessions, can either lead to the loss of our souls or to our salvation. And our material wealth leads to our salvation when we understand that all that we have is given by God, it is owned by God, and it is to be used for God's purposes. Our tithe is given to glorify God and to bless humankind as God wills. And so we can split our 10% tithe in that way. 5% given to our parish so that the worship of God and the proclamation of the good news is supported to the glory of God. And 5% given to the poor. And the possibilities there are endless. Catholic Relief Services, Catholic Charities, Impact, Haiti, our own parish outreach ministries, PACHEM, Charlottesville Pregnancy Centers, Casa Alma, or to help a poor or sick relative or neighbor. So if this Lent finds us with an unhealthy relationship with our material wealth, that is, if we are not tithing, Lent calls us to conversion so that we can obey the commandment to love God with all of our strength. Because we must be properly concerned that we don't become like our ancestors that St. Paul tells us about in our second reading, who, though they had been given everything they needed in the desert by God, protection, food, drink, yet still they ended up not pleasing him because they had not made God first in their hearts. And we must heed Jesus' merciful warning that he gives us in the gospel, that he will come looking for the fruit on our fig tree, because it is his vineyard. Amen.